Chapter 8, Devotional 3, The Real Thing, Love, the Secret Ingredient. In Romans 12, verse 9, we read, "Let your love be sincere, a real thing. Hate what is evil, loathe all ungodliness. Turn in horror from wickedness, but hold fast to that which is good." In May 1886, Dr. John Pemberton, a pharmacist from Atlanta, Georgia, created the Coca-Cola formula in a brass kettle in his backyard. The soft drink was first sold to the public at the soda fountain in Jacob's Pharmacy in Atlanta on May 8, 1886. By the late 1890s, Coca-Cola was one of America's most popular fountain drinks. In 1969, the Coca-Cola Company and its advertising agency launched the slogan, "It's the Real Thing." It proved to be one of the most popular ads ever created. And today, Coca-Cola products are consumed at the rate of 1.6 billion drinks per day. The Real Thing dominates the market so much so that the name Coke is often used to refer to soft drinks in general. Other translations of this passage from Paul's letter warn us about acting with pretense or hypocrisy. In other words, Paul encourages us to love genuinely and sincerely from the heart, and not to give in to pretense or deception to impress others or win them over. A good litmus test to determine if your love walk is real or genuine is to see how you act around people who are unkind, rude, hostile, or aggressive toward you. Another simple test: check yourself going into and coming out of the church parking lot. As I served at church, I was always amazed at the rudeness and bad behavior that I saw in the parking lot immediately before and after service. Child of God, I encourage you to ask God to show you any area in your life where your love walk needs development. Most of us don't have to look very far, as we are often challenged in our own home with our family. Ask God to search your heart today. Are you walking in love? Are you the real thing, holding fast to that which is good? Lord, thank you for showing us what love is. Jesus, help me each day to grow in your perfect love and become more like you. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.